USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates.
President Trump blames the Fed for plummeting stocks on Wall Street.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 546 points, the NASDAQ losing 93, and the S&P 500 losing 57. President Trump welcomes football legend Jim Brown and Kanye West to the White House, West wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
The cleanup continues after Hurricane Michael. At least 5 people killed, and the number may rise as first responders go door to door in the hardest hit areas of Panama City and Mexico Beach, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump says there are people working in the White House that she and the president cannot trust. These people, holdovers from previous administrations, and some have been let go. Melania Trump making the comment during a sit-down interview with ABC's Good Morning America. President Trump signs into law the Patient Right to Know Prices Act that will lower the cost for an estimated 60% of all Americans taking prescription medication. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
In addition to the number of all Americans taking prescriptions, you can also include 90% of all seniors who spend as much as $340 billion, including $45 billion, out of pocket a year. Up until the signing, pharmacies were not allowed to tell patients about the best prescription prices. President Trump says progress is being made for all Americans using prescriptions.
Tremendous progress has been made. Where we're making very obvious progress, and you can see it, is we are reducing prescription drugs and the cost of prescription drugs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Florida's Attorney General looking out for businesses trying to take advantage of people who've been hit the hardest by Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
As the cleanup continues, as Hurricane Michael wreaked havoc across the Florida panhandle, some businesses have been accused of price gouging for essential items such as gasoline and water. Florida's Attorney General, Republican Pam Bondi, told Fox News she will not tolerate any of this.
Sadly, 99% of the people are good and out there and trying to help each other. But, yeah, of course you see the fuel stations trying to jack their prices up. Talked to one of the sheriffs yesterday, and he personally went out and started yelling at a fuel station, and they dropped their prices even lower after he did that. I can tell you, Chevron, this hurricane, they sent me what they sent every fuel station in Florida. They were great. They said, you may be a franchise, but we are watching what you are doing, and we will not tolerate price gouging.
A veteran soap opera actress has passed away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Actress Peggy McKay, who portrayed Carolyn Brady on Days of Our Lives for more than 30 years, has died.
I mean, wouldn't it be good for him to be with his mother and his siblings?
Will shouldn't be there either. You ought to go over there and get that boy back home where he belongs.
Reports are she passed away Sunday of natural causes. McKay won an Emmy for her performance on Days, but she had more than 100 other screen credits on her resume. Peggy McKay was 90 years old.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.